Hey there, Jonathan Dorr with you once again for the Not Even Remotely Weekly podcast. Your time is precious. All those other podcasts spend ages introducing nothing and talking about stuff, so I just rip in. Look, the only housekeeping I'll do is to say, if you've been paying attention, I'm putting out heaps more content on YouTube every day. You can find me on YouTube at Jonathan Choices with a Z, Jonathan, C-H-O-I-C-E-Z, or just search for Jonathan Dorr. I've got two channels on there. You'll find the one you're looking for. Instagram, three times a day, Snapchat all the time. So wherever you're seeing this, find the links, come and follow. Tons of great content. You never know when I'm going to say or do something that could be useful to you. I want to talk to you about an issue we all face, and I want to give you some practical strategies to execute around this. On Monday, I spoke to 150 young leaders, got up at 4 a.m., did some work, drove 2.5 hours, rocked up on the set, 150 young people charged in there, 6 1-hour sessions. Can you believe that? Just bang, 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 6 1-hour sessions. And the reason it was easy to do is often during the course of that day, people were asking me about purpose and how do you find something you love to do. And it was interesting. One of the markers of knowing that you're in purpose is time flies and you don't eat. And so I was on stage just bang, rolling through these groups, 6 1-hour sessions, and it went in the blink of an eye, barely needed to eat. It was really cool. So make sure that, you know, this life is short. You're not getting a second chance. So I haven't got it all figured out, but I know that roughly when I'm up there on stage, just passionately sharing a message with people, then I'm in the right place. So make sure you're asking yourself good questions about where the right place is for you. So there I am, and a guy comes up in a break, and I said to people, come up and see me if you've got individual questions, and we'll work through it. And he was asked me a simple question. He said he's got a huge problem with procrastination. Huge problem. And haven't we all had that problem? Do you have it? Like, do you have it now? Is there an area of your life right now where you don't do things that you really know you should be doing? Is there a task that you hate and you just don't want to do it? Now, first thing is, it could be you doing the wrong task. It could be like something just really terrible and you could outsource it or give empower someone else, or, you know, some other aspect that, you know, of your life or your business that other people could be doing. So the first thing we'll talk about is, you know, you're not procrastinating if you avoid doing something you genuinely hate that somebody else could do that they love. That's just common sense. And one of the keys to leverage in life and business is to give those tasks to people that either like them or you can delegate them. So let's just put that aside first, right? I hope you got that part sorted out. First thing, whatever you're avoiding, do you avoid it and someone else could do it? So that's the first thing. Now, let's assume that we've passed that, and whatever you're not doing, whatever you're procrastinating about, you're doing it, and it is an important area that you need to do. You actually need to do this thing. You can't outsource it. You can't delegate it. You got to do it. Why aren't you doing it? Now, the first key principle, it's very simple. The thing that drives procrastination will always be a payoff. I've taught on this before. You may have heard me talk about it. Whenever we do a negative behavior, there's always a payoff to that negative behavior. And initially, people go, that's counterintuitive because it can't be. It's a negative behavior. How am I getting any benefit from doing it? Well, there's always a benefit to a negative behavior. Sometimes it's hard to find. But, you know, here's an example. When people sit down and get drunk every night, and people go, it's a terrible behavior. Well, there's no payoff. I go, of course there's a payoff. There's a huge payoff. You get some pleasure. You get to avoid difficult issues in life. You get to avoid anxiety. You get to blame other people. You get to hang out with friends and other people that drink too much. There's tons of payoffs to every bad behavior. Overeating. People go, oh, overeating. How could that have a bad behavior? I put on weight. I feel terrible. I'm ruining my health. And I go, yeah, but you're getting comfort. And, you know, you're getting pleasure and comfort and avoidance. So this is the first point to understand, is that whatever you're procrastinating about, whatever you're not doing, you've got to go first to the payoff. Find out what the payoff is. So I'm working with this guy and we're talking about, I said, when you procrastinate, you know, I said, give me an example. And he goes, oh, I've got a heap of study to do, you know, for his university or college stuff or work stuff. And I said, well, what's the payoff? And he goes, well, there isn't one. I, you know, get behind, I get stressed. And I go, yeah, sure, but I heard you, I hear you. But tell me the payoff. And he sat for a long time and he realized that it was about avoidance, that when he just procrastinated, he could avoid the challenging stuff. And, you know, he was getting some ease and he was getting some comfort. And the next thing we did was go, let's do this now. When you've got your payoff, right, the payoff will be something like I've just said, comfort or ease or avoidance or fun. The first thing you got to do with procrastination is ask yourself, where could I get the stuff that I'm after? So rather than eating, to get pleasure. What else could you do that gives you pleasure? Maybe you could do some exercise and then go out for dinner with friends. Like, I'm just, we don't need to go into that in great detail, but the first thing is to really identify where your payoff is and ask yourself a very simple question. Is there somewhere else that I could get the same payoff in a healthy way? All right, so this guy's doing avoidance, he's getting ease and comfort, and of course then the downside is all the stress. So the next thing I did to him is I gave him some practical stuff. I said, when you're noticing a procrastination behavior, one thing you could do is really look at what I call structural or environmental response, which is look at the structure of your life or the environment that the behavior is happening in. So, you know, like this guy doesn't want to study. And of course he doesn't want to study because he's sitting in his room, he's got a computer there, and he's got like music and all this other stuff. So his procrastination gets reinforced easily by an environment. And I don't think, you know, many people understand how powerfully your environment can affect these sorts of behaviors. So one of the things I love to do is when I've really got work to get through, I chuck headphones on and I go to libraries and I go to cafes, get my headphones on, power through. So when I know I've got a difficult task, I deliberately set up my structure, my environment, so that I can get those things done. Now, another thing I want to talk about with procrastination is people kind of think that they have to wait until they feel really good about doing something before they do it. And I was actually on a training ride today and I was listening to Grant Cardone talk about this. And, you know, often, well, I teach a principle called feelings follow, right? Feelings follow, which means that so much of the time you just have to do the thing that you don't want to do and then the feelings will follow. I really want you to get that principle. It's so crucial that feelings follow, feelings follow, feelings follow. What are you avoiding? Sometimes you just have to change the environment, do the action, start doing the thing that you really don't want to do. You only need a little bit of willpower. I gave him like this little analogy of a snowball at the top of the hill. You just give it a little push, down the hill it goes. Before you know, it's got what? Momentum. So momentum is one of the big things for procrastination. Just a little bit of a win, a little bit of a sense of you do it, getting through the backlog of stuff that you're avoiding. And then feelings follow. All right, let's put all this together. I'll just give you a quick summary. We're almost done. Think of anything you're avoiding. What's that habit or that choice that you're doing that's procrastinating and stopping you from getting to the things that you want to get to and the results that you need? Number one, where's the payoff? What are you getting? Avoidance, pleasure, ease, comfort, fun, enjoyment. What's it giving you that you could get somewhere else? Next thing, look at the structure, look at the environment around you. Where could you go? What could you do that would change and make it easier to do this behavior avoiding? And finally, momentum. Feelings follow, right? Just get started. Little bit of willpower. Get yourself off the top of the hill. Once you got momentum, it gets easier and easier. All right, there's a bunch of other stuff I could say. I mean, really, you're just holding yourself back from the life you really want. But, you know, there's other theories about this. Sometimes we're afraid of success and we procrastinate because we could end up kicking ass. And if we kicked ass, we'd like be successful and then our life would change and then we'd be stressed because we'd have all this extra stuff. So I put a picture out on Instagram during the week where I just said, you know, you can't go somewhere you don't believe you belong. I really love that. You can't, you know, go to the next level if you don't believe you belong. So sometimes if you don't believe that you can, you know, belong somewhere or really achieve or excel or have that relationship or that finance or that promotion or that test result, whatever you want, if you don't believe you belong there, then procrastination will just hold you in this long-term holding pattern where you don't have to step up. So one thing I've learned is that we often don't have our own best interests at heart. We often trick ourselves and do weird stuff to ourselves to hold ourselves back. So you've got to be pretty alert. That's why journaling's so good, because you can really sometimes uncover the things that you're doing and then get to the bottom of them. So friends, where's the payoff? Change your environment. Get some momentum with a little bit of willpower and then feelings will follow over time. I hope that's useful. I want you to grab it. I want you to send it to three people. Who are three people right now that you could get the link to this podcast and say, hey, I really like this. Listen to this guy. Please come and follow me on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel, Jonathan Doyle. Just search for Jonathan Doyle or Jonathan Choices with a Z, C-H-O-I-C-E-Z. You'll find me there. Subscribe to the channel. I do 2-minute videos. 2-minute videos once a day. Bang, 2 minutes of motivation, inspiration for you. Find me on Snapchat at Jonathan Doyle Co. One word, Jonathan Doyle Co. On Instagram, Jonathan_DoyleCo. .co, and you'll find me on Facebook at JonathanDoyle, one word, .co. Find me there, .co, and reach out, say hi, send me any like DMs, you know, send me a message about challenges that you've got. I'd love to hear from you. If you want me to come and speak at your business, to work with a team, to at a conference, to just get amongst people and inspire them and get a move on, then I'd love to hear from you too. I'm Jonathan Doyle, hope it's useful, send it to 3 people, do it now. See you on YouTube, bye.